You're listening to A Closer Look on 90.1 WABE. I'm Rose Scott. So if you want to go to a casino to try your luck at blackjack or to hit the slots, you don't have to travel too far. We know that North Carolina and Alabama both have casino gambling. But now there is proposed legislation to bring casinos to Georgia. Well, Savannah Republican Representative Ron Stevens introduced it back in March. That was near the end of the year's first half of the two-year session. So there could be a lot more debate on it, of course, next year. Representative Stevens is the chairman of the House Economic Development and Tourism Committee, and he joins me now via phone. Representative Stevens, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Listen, now what you've proposed is a constitutional amendment and the bill to go with it, which would legalize what you call a limited number of casinos, I think maybe a maximum of six, in areas where voters approve them. And then the General Assembly would set up the operating rules. Is that accurate?
That's pretty close. It's actually almost three opportunities for the voter to vote a constitutional amendment, which means voters would vote on it at the end of next year. But to become active in those particular local districts, either the city or county would have to allow those local voters to vote on it as well to allow it into their own areas. So you've basically got three stop measures or go measures, if you want to look at it that way, for the voters to get an opportunity to vote to allow a casino in their area.
Now, you believe that it would generate, we're talking $250 million a year to go toward the HOPE scholarship. How was that calculation projected?
We ran the numbers and understand the way that the constitutional amendment and the bill was written was to only allow the Cadillac-type casinos to come in and through an RFP process. And that's written into the bill, $250 million will go to the HOPE scholarship in pre-K. That's minimum. And, you know, we're looking at a casino, a Cadillac-type casino, that would hire about 5,000 people in that casino and about 10,000 construction workers. So we're not talking about something very very small here. This would be upper end, upper echelon.
So also you mentioned it would be the Cadillac of the casino, so that's why the resort proponent of it has to be important, because if you set up five geographical areas where the casinos could be located, and then it does include Metro Atlanta, but it also includes Metro Atlanta having more than one. Why'd you set it up that way?
You know what? The majority of the population's in Atlanta. We put a total of five districts with a limit of six casinos. We don't want this to be some, and we've already got it, casinos in some of these convenience stores, if you want to call them that way, with some of these video lottery terminals. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for a tourism destination attraction, a totally different market than what we've got now with the lottery. But we want to help the lottery and make the pie bigger. And again, the people that play the lottery typically are not generally the ones that goes to casinos. They're just a different market. And we're looking to add to protect some of our investment. We've got a huge, huge amount of money invested into the Congress Center.
And
that's one of our chief economic engines in the whole state, and it would add to it.
So you're looking at a demographic. You want to attract a demographic that's more of the high-end or high rollers. And one Georgia lawmakers, governors have sort of, they've resisted this for a long time. Do you think that they're out of touch then with the demand that Georgia citizens want? Do you feel like Georgia citizens want casino gambling here?
I hope they've got the opportunity to vote, and I think they will. It's okay if people have a different line of thought and don't want to go along with this, and that's just fine. And there are three lines of thought. There are those who want to get rid of the HOPE scholarship and the lottery as it stands now, and they're, by and large, they're dwindling in numbers because the HOPE has just been amazing for what it's done for the university system. You know, our best and our brightest are staying home now because they can. Or there's another line. The second line of thought is that we continue to fund HOPE on the backs of poor people by using the lottery, and that's essentially what's happening today. And then there's another line that think we might want to use the tourists that want to come in and have another destination to spend dollars and dedicate those to HOPE. And it would fully fund HOPE and pre-K instead of a percentage as the pie begins to shrink a little bit.
Now, from what I understand, you're also adding treatment programs for people with gambling addictions, and we've seen this type of language before in legislation that's been used. But how much do you think this would raise each year for a program like that?
you know, that's all that's into the bill. I don't remember the numbers exactly, but it would cover the cost of any of the treatment for somebody that might have a problem with problem gambling. And I feel pretty confident the way that we've got it written that we'll cover those costs.
We're speaking with Savannah Republican Representative Ron Stevens, talking about the possibility of casinos coming to Georgia. Now, there are some states, and Missouri is one, where you have some casino gambling, but it's on the riverfront. Now, you're down there in Savannah, so would you be open to some type of compromise if the casino gambling could only be in one particular region of the state, or do you need to have it in those geographical areas?
You know what? We've had some conversations where that's one of the pieces of the pie that of the bill that there seems to be some heartburn with, that we ought to leave this totally up to the Lottery Commission, and I'm not opposed to removing that totally, and because clearly the Lottery Commission, which will have oversight over this, the casinos and the permits and the RFPs and the whole bit, ought to have more of a say on where these things ought to go, and with more of the knowledge, quite honestly. But it's also going to be the locals. If they don't want it in their area, they got clear opportunity twice to keep it out. So it's I think it's written probably broad enough to be all encompassing, and I think we're going to be okay with it.
And Representative Stevenson, you will need support on both sides of the aisle here. One of your co-signers is a Metro Atlanta Democrat, Cobb County Representative Stacey Evans, who's also worked on those bills now to restore Hope Cut. So let me ask you this. Can you work a deal? Have you promised her you would maybe support that if this measure passes?
See, that's the best thing about this bill. And Stacey's been amazing, by the way. She's jumped in on this thing with both feet, and she understands that with the large, over a period of time, the Hope Scholarship dollars that will be available for students because of the increase in population, even if the revenues don't go up at the rate that we expect them not to, that this will fill the hole. So we're killing two birds with one stone here, and we're going to be able to fill the gap, raise the revenue we need, and essentially mandating more. Any additional dollars from the taxpayers is not going to be necessary, because this will come from the tourists.
Well, revenue obviously is a big benefit to legalizing casinos in Georgia, but there will be some cost as well. So you have to sell to your colleagues in the General Assembly and to voters that those benefits would outweigh the cost.
That's true. You know, and we were just we just saw a large car manufacturer go to another state with one of the biggest incentives ever. But the truth be known, we're looking at 10,000 jobs. We're looking at $1 billion investment here. All of this stuff is written into the bill, $1 billion, and they're not asking for one red cent taxpayer incentive. That is an amazing economic development package to me, and I just can't imagine why there might be a huge amount of resistance to that, but I suppose there will be.
Well, have you talked to Governor Deal or Speaker Ralston about this?
I haven't spoken to Governor Deal, and we've had conversations back and forth with Speaker Ralston. But you know what? Right now, he's just leaving it up to the legislative body to. And we've got a study committee. We're calling it, of course, the Hope Preservation Act of 2015. And Speaker Ralston is very open, and I've been appointed to co-chair that committee.
Do you think?
Excuse me.
No, it's okay. I was going to ask you, do you think the speaker will let the measure get to the floor in an election year?
I don't know. I would hope so. It's one of those things, if we did 2 years ago, if you'll remember, we had the alcohol sales on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Very controversial. And, you know, the speaker was not necessarily for that. I know that there were a lot of other members that were not for that. But to allow the people to vote is at arm's length is pretty politically correct.
Now, you know what, when you get outside of the metro Atlanta area, and even as you venture out, you know, to the borders of Georgia, where folks can go to experience the casino gambling, do you think, given the nearby competition with North Carolina and Alabama, in other words, are there enough customers to go around? You think you can lure some of those people to come to Georgia to have the, we'll call it the casino experience?
Again, getting back to our Congress Center and the large investment that we've made over the years, for the Congress Center, and booking these events, hopefully with a proximity to the Congress Center, with the busiest airport in the world, oh, yeah, they'll have the customer base.
Now, one thing before we wrap up, Representative, that I want to make sure we're clear on is that these six regions that would have the resort casinos, now in terms of regulating them and in terms of even deciding who gets to come in, now, you know, that's going to be a big issue. Who gets to come in and put in a casino resort? You've got to have some oversight here, and you've got to have someone sort of watching over all of this. Is that something you're willing to do, to be a part of, to help put together some type of maybe casino commission that oversees all this? Because there will be issues with who gets this, you know, project, who gets this bid. I mean, as you know, when it comes to bidding on projects, there's always some raised eyebrows there.
All that's under the, we figure we put that in the hands of the experts, and I think the Lottery Commission is most qualified to do it. And, of course, all the regulatory oversight costs are covered in the bill, and the funds to create and the gaming treatment research pieces in there. And I think most, this is a massive bill. It's it must weigh about 5 pounds because it took so much information to put in there. But there's probably only going to be about 3 to 4 of the top casinos in the world is going to be able to bid on the parameters that we've put in there. So there won't be, and we've even written into the bill that only that more than 62% of the revenue that comes from a casino can be, all 62% has to be non-gambling proceeds. So they've got to have entertainment and the things that tourism destination look for rather than just a casino.
So you think that, so are you convinced that the Georgia Lottery wants to take this on as well? Because they have their hands full just trying to handle their scratch-offs and cash threes and all of that. Is this something that they really want under their preview as well?
They haven't given us a yes or a no. I've had conversations with them, and they're just tracking the bill as it moves along. I don't think they can have an opinion legally. But, you know, they're tracking the bill, and they're tracking the progress.
All right. Savannah Republican Representative Ron Stevens, he's hoping to bring casinos back to Georgia. Representative Stevens, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You have a good one.